All right, good crowd. All right, today is Daf Kuf Kuf Hey. Kuf Kuf Hey. So we're going to, we're on Kuf Kuf Dal Amid Beis. We did this yesterday, but I think in order to just go through the Gemara, we'll start by Amar Le Rav Acha Baral Ravina. So we had a Machlokas Amoroyim in the Shita of the Chachamim when it came to the Milvah Bishtar. Does a Bechor take Pishnayim in a Milvah, according to Moshe Shana, in a Milvah Bishtar? Right? So according to Shmuel, right, which is, and that's what's going to be the halacha. According to Shmuel, the Bechor is not no-tell Pishnayim when it comes to the Milvah. According to the Amori Eretz Yisrael, the Arava, the Shalchu Misam, they said that the Bechor is no-tell Pishnayim. Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Rav Ravina. So Rav Acha says to Ravina, Iklad Meimah La'ashim B'Dorish. Our Meimah came to our town and he was Dorish. Bechor no-tell Pishnayim B'Milvah Avalo B'Ribis. He holds that the Shitas of the Amori Eretz Yisrael, that a Bechor is no-tell Pishnayim by a Milvah, but not by Ribis. Ribis is not Muxlak enough, he's not no-tell Pishnayim. So Amar Le, so Ravina says to Rav Acha Bar Rav, Nahardoy L'Tamayu. The people from the Hardoy to Tamayu, because a Meimer is from the Hardoy, and so is Rav Nachman, and we're going to quote Rav Nachman in a minute, and he's going to also hold like Ravina that a Bechor is no tell Pishnayim by a Milver. The Amar Rabba, because Rabba says, okay, you have Yisomim, that their father left over a Milver, Gavu Karka, if the Yisomim collected Karka as payment for the loan, Yeshlo, then the Bechor gets Pishnayim in that Karka. But gavu mos ain't no. But if he's gavu mos, if they collect the loan with money, then the bechor does not get pishnayim the money. Rashbam says it's the last two. Rashbams are flipped, but the last, it took me a while to figure out. The last two Rashbams say gavu karka mi valchov, then yeshlo the bechor pishnayim. Then the bechor has pishnayim in that. The high karka. Why does he have bechor have pishnayim in the karka? The high karka is shtabed la'avum b'chayeh. It's a shibud. There's a shibud nechassin. Ukemisha haylo mashkon b'mashkon dami. It's like you have a mashkon. A mashkin, you definitely get pishnayim because it's if you kone it. The chashvin le muksal kitol b'chor pishnayim. But abe mos ain lo the milva lo tzon nitna. So milva is given to be used, right? Milva lo tzon nitna. L'hani mos achrinin nino. You get paid back different money. Ukeilo huksav emavim. It's not what his father had. So that's what Rabba says. Rav Nachman says the other way around that gavu mos. If you collected mos, then yeshlo. The b'chor gets pishnayim because. You lent him most, and you got back most. Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says the reason why you have it is because most people pay back money with money. So, but gavu karka ain't lo. But if you collect karka, you don't get pishnayim because what Rashbam says gavu karka ain't lo, right. The first wide line gavu karka b'chol milva avin ain't lo b'chor pishnayim the most hilva below karka. Because you lent him money, now you're getting back something else. Maybe a different chepetz. So I'll go chepetz. I'll go mo'os yeshlo sharei mo'os hilvo u'mo'os chashvin le muksak aliba the shalachu mitzvah. According to the Bnei Ma'arava. So and the Rashbam goes on to explain. It's not like when we say that the Bnei Nardoy or Shitaso, it's not like they're arguing necessarily on Rabba. Rabba also agrees that you collect pishnayim in the malva. They're just explaining what the Bnei Ma'arava said. So both Amemar and Rav Nachman. And Rabba also, they agree that, like Shita Amore Eretz Yisrael, that a Bechor gets Pishnayim in Milva. The just question is, the Chamachlok is being Rav Nachman, and Rabba is, do they get Pishnayim when they collect money, or do they get Pishnayim when they collect Karka? I mean, the name of Rabba seems to say you get Pishnayim at all, and that seems to say what Ravina said, that Rav Acha Bar Ravina, that Amemar said. Okay, so that's the story. So, Amalei Abaye L'Rabba, let's back to what we're up to. Abaye says to Rabba, Lididach, according to you, right, Rabba, who you say that dafka when they collect karka, the bechor gets pishnayim kasha. I have a question. The sheet liver of Nachman kasha, and according to Rav Nachman that you dafka collect money. I put the money in already. That's if you're looking for that. I put it in already. Okay. But and Rav Nachman kasha. According to Rav Nachman, it's also a kasha. So let's go through the kashas. Lididach kasha. According to you, right? You said, Rabba. You said that the bechor collects, if the Bechor collects as payment, Rabba, Yusuf, if the Bechor collects as payment, Karka, that's when you get Pishnayim. But money, they don't get Pishnayim. What's the reason? Maishna Mos Delo. Why Mos do they not get Pishnayim? Delav Hani Mos Shava Kavuan. This is not the money that the father gave. I gave you this money. You used that money. The borrower used that money. And now, you pay me back different money, right? Rashbam says, "Mashna most lo shakel b'hu b'chor pishnayim, vada hainu time v'didach mishum d'lav hani most." These aren't the manos. Well, so what? If that's the case,
Lo ha karka shavak avuin. The father didn't give you the karka either. I lent you money and you're giving me back karka. It's a different thing. Rashbam says, Lo ha karka shavak avuin. The ihabi boy loba ha misalach lebesusi. The loba could have paid me back with money. He didn't have to give me back the karka. Actually, he should have paid me back with the money. The karka is just a shiba, then, you know, that I have a shiba on it. But he's supposed to pay me back with the money. So it's the same reason why according to you, why you don't get pishlam with the money is because this isn't the money that I lent you. Well, this isn't the karka that I lent you. So how am I muksak in that? Not muksak in that. It's roy, you shouldn't get pishlam. That's question number one, according to Rabba. On Abaya to Rabba. The od, we'll read the parentheses. The od, ha athud amars. You are the one who says, and it's going to be today's daf later on, right? That mistaber time of the b'nei marava, the ikadim sap, the bezabna, zavina, zvini. That you were the one who says that the mistaber, the time of the name Arava, that if the grandmother comes and sells it, hasvini is vini. So what does that mean? So the case is as follows. Let's see, there's a person who is a shchirbin, apparently, and he says that he's going to give as a matana all his nechasim, to his grandmother. Doesn't matter which grandmother, to his grandmother. But he adds on, but achareha liyorshe. After she dies, the money shouldn't go to her yorshim. It should go to my yorshim, and he has a daughter.
The Galantis
table. What? Yeah, you know, we had this kid in the bar. You had these questions. For her, the A to B, okay. So it goes to my grandmother, but it shouldn't shoot down her line. It should go back to me to my line, and he has a daughter. So really, so after the grandmother would pass away, it would go to his daughter. But what happens? The daughter died b'chaye the grandmother. Okay, so that's what happened. Right, so he says, after the death of the grandmother, the nechasim should go to her yorshim. He has a daughter who's married. He has a daughter who's married, and she dies b'chaye de sapta. So the b'nei ma'arava said that the yorshim of the grandmother still get, in this case, the yorshim of the grandmother get the yerusha, but not the ba'al, not the husband of the daughter, because we say it's roi. Why? Because they're going to say because the grandmother could have sold, he couldn't stop the zavna zvini zvini. If during her lifetime the grandmother sold the property, it would have been sold. Because the daughter didn't have a claim on it right now. If it comes down, it comes to her. So she could have sold it. So if she could have sold it, it's clearly not muksak. It's ro'i. And her husband is in yoresh in ro'i. Now, I'm assuming this means that the daughter doesn't have any children. Because the daughter would have had children, I guess it would pass. But the Gemara talks about that also. So he says, you're the one himself who says that by the karka that the grandmother has, that is not considered roi. Sorry, that is not considered muksak. It's considered roi. So you see, karka is not muksak. Karka that's owed to you is not muksak. So how here is the karka going to be considered muksak that the Bechor is no telpishnayim? You can see in the Rashbam inside. But old Amar Ma'araba the Amar Be'uvda he Sapta the Havalei Bas Ben Bina. Right, she has a daughter of Bas Ben Bina, her granddaughter. Okay, Bas of her son. Right, Hanusu Labal, who's married to somebody, Uruuya Hava Hahi Bas to Yorusha. She should have been Yorusha. Umesa Hibas, this daughter dies. V'achakach Mesa Hasafta. V'asa Bal, and the husband of this daughter. The katova Yerusha Sazikna. He wants the Yerusha. Ki il ishto kayamas, like his wife is alive. Bishalchum isam, and they separate b'nei marava. The hainu b'nei marava. She ain't about notem ishum da have a hanu karkos ruuyin li ishto im tomos as a kain b'chayah. They only roy if a grandmother dies in her lifetime. Baharem mesa he b'chayah azikna. But she died prior to the grandmother. The ain't about notem b'roy kub muksak. The Baal doesn't take b'roy kub muksak. But Amarava and Rabba says, mistaber time with the b'nei marava. They make sense what they said. The ain't about yorish da have a la roy v'lo muksak labas. It was just roy. She calls man she azikna. The daughter has nothing in them. It would have been a good sale. So too the nechasim lova. Apa pisher uyim heimli gavos hamilva chovo mehen. Kevan shelohi gilu de malva. Since they still haven't gotten to the hands of the malva, mechayim ruyim heim. They're just considered roy. To ha'i have a boy lova. Because if the lova wanted to, have a zavin lehu masafin the malva bezusa. He could have also sold the land. He could also sell the land. Oh, right, and then paying back with money. So the Ritva asks, "What are you talking about, Rashbam?" At the end, when the grandmother sells the land, it's gone. If the Lova sells the land, you have a shibud. You can still go get it. So he says, yeah, but until you act on it, you take it out of the property. You still can do it. Still, as long as he has the ability, I think is the lamdas, as long as the ability to sell it, and the possibility exists that the mecha is going to be kayim, then you see it's only roy. It's not muksa. So those are the two questions that Abaye asked on Rabbah. Okay? Now Abaye asks Rabbah two questions on Rav Nachman. Le Rav Nachman kasha, also kasha. Why? Maishna, why does he hold that by the karka, you do not get pishnayim, and only by mamon you get pishnayim, right? Karka dulo, the lav ha karka the shavak avuin. Because this isn't what the father sent, gave them, right? The karka is not what the father left over for them, right? It was never matzoi by him. So too mos nami, lav hani mo shavak avuin. Same thing on the flip side as before. But the money also is not what the father gave them, right? The father gave this guy one piece of money, some type of money, and the guy's supposed to use it and give back other money. Okay? That's question number one on Rav Nachman. So why does he get pishnayim by the karka? If he's getting pishnayim from the karka, he should get pishnayim from the money also. What's the difference? Well, and another question. Ha amar Rav Nachman, ha amar Rabba Barabua. What's the case? And Rav Nachman himself says this. Yisomim shegavu b'chobos aviyim. Okay? Basically, the case is that the father has accounts receivable, and he has accounts payable, and he dies. So the accounts receivable pay the yisomim. But the accounts payable now can take it from the Yisomim. Okay? So how does that work? Right? So Yisomim shegovu b'chovos aviyim, bal chov gov mehen. Chozer b'gov mehen. So you see that karka is muksak. Because if the karka wasn't muksak, how can the lender of the father take the money from the Yisomim? The lender can only take money that was in the father's estate prior to death. But if it's a new kinyan and the Yisomim get it now, then the lender can't collect from that. He's not going with Nisomim. If he is collecting it, it's clear then that the money was already in the hands of the considered muksak. So muksak he can collect. So let's look at the Rashbam again. Va'od kasha acheres Rav Nachman, the chashiv mos muksakus pleim yekarkos. Right? Ha'ibcha ha'bleim meimer. You should have said the opposite. Mishum de karka shalova have muksak tvei l'malveh. The karka is more muksak by the malveh. The ha'huda amr mishum ram ravua yisomim b'nei malveh, yisomim the children of a malveh, shekavu karka min ha'lova b'chobos avihan, they collected a loan from karka, of loan of their fathers, right, b'chobos avihan, b'alchov shel avihan, sheneschayev lo avihan mos, and the father was chayev mos to this other guy, chozer b'govos avihan, this other guy can collect the karka, right, from A to the yisomim to C. The im lo haya muksuk biyad aviyin. If the karka was not considered muksuk biyad aviyin, b'chayim, eich yochol b'alchov l'gvoso. How can the b'alchov collect it? V'halo ilu konu ha'yisomim l'achar misis aviyin karka miyochol l'gvoso. If the yisomim bought karka after the father died, the b'alchov can't, the lender can't collect that. V'lo mishla shlema shinu l'b'choro, she'en ha'ish no telos k'suva b'roi, u'b'alchov k'yotzeve. A woman doesn't get a k'suva by roi, and so too a b'alchov doesn't get a collect by right by Roy, who metalpi liasmi lo mishdavi the balchov, and the metalpi yisomim not mishdavi the balchov. By the way, Rabbi Yona argues, and he says it's only by ksuba that you don't collect from Roy, but really by a malva if yisomim you can't collect from Roy, and he has a whole different way of explaining the Gemara. But we'll go with the Rashbam. So you see, the only way that this would work is if you consider the karka muksak. So if the karka is muksak, why don't you say why are you saying Rav Nachman that the bechor only gets the pishnayim in the kesef? He should get pishnayim in the karka also. More so, he should get it. Okay, so Amr Lay, so Rabbah answers Abaye's questions with one line. Lo l'didi kasha, v'lo l'Rav Nachman kasha. It's not a question, they're not questions on me, they're not questions on Rav Nachman. Why? Because taima de b'nei ma'arava kamin. We are only talking about the time of b'nei ma'arava. The lan, lo spiru lan. We hold like Shmuel. Rav Nachman and Rabbah, we both hold like Shmuel that whether it's you get paid back in karka, whether you get paid back in kesa, a b'chor is not notel pishnayim by milvah. We're only coming to explain the shita of Bnei Ma'arava. The Bnei Ma'arava says that a b'chor is no tel pishnayim in milveh. So I qualify it by saying one way, and Rav Nachman qualifies it by saying another way. So now we have to figure out how does that answer all four questions. Okay. So we'll say it outside, and then we'll say it outside, and then we'll try to look at the Rashbam. So the first question was Abaye asked on Rava, what's the difference between karka and mos? We say it's not a kasha. Why? Because according to me, there's no difference. There's no difference. You can't collect it. Rather, by Ma'arava, they say a b'chor is notel pishnayim b'milveh, and I need to make a chilek, because it's not completely mistaber that Bnei Ma'arava are going to argue on the Chachamim. Right? There must only be one, so he's going to limit that machlokas. And so there must be the chalukah is whether or not they collect money, they collect a karka. And the Chachamim talked in a case The Chachamim talked in one case, and the Bnei Marava spoke in another case. And Rabbi says that Dafka, when they will go with Karka, that's when the Bechor has Pishnayim, because the Karka is Meshubad to the father. Right? So therefore it's like a Pikadon. Whereas money is not Meshubad. There's no Shibud Nechasim on the money. And therefore, that's only considered Roy. That's question number one. Question number one was, the Lav Hani Mo Shavak Avuin. So he says, you're right, for me it's not a problem. Karka, there's a Shibud. So I don't have to worry. That's why B'nai Marava said that. That was question number one on Rava. Question number two on Rava was from the case of the Safta. Right? The case of the Safta. Right? Just like over there, you see that the Karka is considered Roy, and therefore the Baal cannot collect it. It seems to be what we mentioned before. He says, but there the difference is by the Safta, she can completely sell it, and then she could be Mafkia, the Yerusha of the daughter, right? So therefore it's only Roy. But by the Karka of the Lova, that's Meshubah to the father, the Lova can't be Mafkia the Shibud by selling it. The Shibud's still there. So long as the Shibud is still there, it would still be considered Muksak. But by the grandmother, there's no Shibud. She sells it, it's gone. So that answers the two questions that I had on Rabbah. Question number three was on Rav Nachman, who says, what's the difference between Karka and the Mos? Because again, Rav Nachman says there's no Chilik. He says really Bechor is not Notel Pishnayim by a Milva, like the Chachamim, right? Why? Because he says, what was the Svar who said on yesterday's daf was, Hashta Shvacha the Isay Brushuse Amir Banalo Shakir Shvacha Mibai, you don't get the Shvach. But he says, B'nei Marava, they argue. So Rav Nachman wants to, again, limit that machlokas. And he paskins that, listen, in the case of the Safta, you see that B'nei Marava said that Karka is not considered Roy. It's not considered Muksak. So too, Karka here is not considered Muksak, and therefore, you collect for Karka, it's not considered Muksak. So when they do get the Pishnayim, it's only by the Mos. How come by the case of the accounts receivable and the accounts payable of the dead father, how come the accounts payable can collect the karka? Obviously it's muksak, you just said it's not muksak. He says, no, that's a different reason. The Rashbam says, that's midin shibud the Rav Nosson. If A owes B and B owes C, it's as if A owes C directly. So it's completely out of the realm of Roy and muksak, and that's what Tosfos says, ikram chasim in the same period. Tosfos doesn't like that, and he gives a whole different shot. So we can try to see, we'll try to read it inside a little bit of the Rashbam. Okay, those are the way you answer. So, yeah, have a little time. Okay, Tamayo de b'nei marava amrinon v'lalo spirulo. How's it work? V'shiniyuhu de makshe rabba. This rabba's answering the questions. Anav rav nachwan lo spirulon de b'nei marava de shalchu misam klau. We do not hold like the b'nei marava at all. B'nei marava said that the b'chor is no topish nine by milveh. We hold that he is not no topish nine. Elik rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, the Amar Libid Rabbanon, who holds like the Rabbanon, that ain't have a chor notel pishnai b'milveh. With kid paskin and nami hilchos l'kaman. That's how we're going to paskin later. Lo shnag gavu mos. Doesn't make a difference after Yisomim got paid back with money. Lo shnag gavu karka. They got paid back with karka. Ain't have a chor notel pishnai. Bechor does not notel pishnai by milveh. It's considered roi. It's not considered muksak. Doesn't get it. Vafilu l'Rav Nachman. He responded to this opposite the way we just explained. He goes to Rav Nachman first. Vafilu l'Rav Nachman. Even according to Rav Nachman, the Omer Yisomim shagobu karka b'chov avien, right? B'chov choser b'gobu semehen. That if the Yisomim collect karka for the payment of a loan of their fathers, then the guy that their father owes money to can collect that karka as well. It sees here that it's muksak. So why does he say that karka is not muksak? You're not going to call tel pishnayim, right? Nevertheless, he's agreed the gabi bechora by bechor lo chashiv karka halova muksak lamalva. It's not considered muksak by din bechora. The lo shakov about bechor pishnayim because we'll see the hilchos l'kaman. Like we'll see later, he doesn't hold by bechor. It's different. Why? But hachah behind the time of the Rav Nachman. So what is Rav Nachman saying over here? Kid the parish of Pesachim the parakol show. We have the machlokas in the second parak of Pesachim. What is that? Hey, daf lamed hey lamed aleph, I guess. The Itmar, in a brace that says, Baal Chov, Abaye Amal Machbreya Hugova. Baal Chov, Abaye says it's considered as he collected it from when he collected the karka, as if he collected the karka from the time of the loan. Rava Amar Mikana Labo Hugova. No, it's a new purchase. He only collects it starting from now. The Lo Chashim Muksak Elam Shas Gaviyasa Elach. Gaviyasa Elach. He's only considered Muksak from the time he collects it and forward. Ukinafar saw some time with the Rava, Kavan the Ilu Habile Zuze, because Rava explains, because if the guy would have had money, Habim Sakle Zuze. So Ishtachat the Hashtahu the Kakani. So it's only considered that he's purchasing the Karka now. Umosvidin l'Rabba, and they asked Rabba from this case. Mehada Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Yisomer Shagover Karka. So if it's a new purchase, we say outside, if it's a new purchase, how is the account payable guy collecting it? You can't collect new stuff from the Yisomim, right? The Iyamar Bishlam al Mafrei who gova Amatul Hachi Choser v'Govu Samahen. That's why he can go back and collect from them. It's as if he had it from the time that the father was alive, at the time of the loan. Ela Iyamar Mikan Labahu gova Lo Ye Ela Kazav and Yasmi. It's only as if the Yisomim were gova something now. The Ilu Kana Yasmi Nichse Mimishai Bachov. If the Yisomim would buy stuff, is it going to be Meshuba to the Bachov? No. Umishani Shani Hasan, there it's different. The Amal Hubachov, the Bachov, the Avuchon can say, Ki Hechi, the Mishabit Lehahu Lovel Avuchon, Hachinam Mishabit Adid Mimid Rav Nasan. Just like this guy owed you, is as if he owed me from the concept of Shiva the Rav Nasan. You can go, oh, Shiva the Rav Nasan, but it's not Ikri to the Daf. Alright, Vahu Shinu the Samcha, Hu the Harabi Hilchas Akvase, and this is, and there's Besomich on this answer, because the Halach is like Rava against Abaye, right? Who the Mishani Laha Rav Nachman Haki Hilchach. Therefore, Afil Rav Nachman Lo Chashiv LeKarka Shalove Muksak LeMilve. Rav Nachman agrees that the karka of the love is not considered muksak by the malve. Ad Shetavul Yado until he gets it to his hand, it's not considered muksak. Mishum the Ihavi Boy Havi Mizavon LeYahashka because you can pay him back, right? It's not considered muksak. The Mikan LeBahu Gova the Hilchach Ma'idam Rav Nachman Gova Karka Ein Lo Gova Mosi Yish Lo. That's the time Maya the Neymar Rava. That's according to Neymar Rava Kamar, the Army Libra, the Rabban and the Notab the Milva Pishnaim, the Khashbin Lay Musak and Lamava. But Asar of Nachman the name of the D Loshan Gabi Karka Loshan Gabumos, Ainlo. The Kabachomer who the Amr that the Kabachomer said before. I mean that was the Ikar part of the Rashbam to explain that he really holds that you can't be Govet. Right? It's not Muksak. Aye, but you think that according to Rav Nachman we see Karka's Muksak by the case of the accounts receivable, accounts payable. There it's Shibun the Rav Nasan. Alright. Let's just skip down a little bit. To the 1, 2, 3, 4, the sixth to last medium line. The Rabba Nami the Tamayo Dibnei Ma Rabba Kamar. Lididi, according to me, Loshna Mos, Loshna Karka, Elo. The Bechor does not get Pishnaim. Right? Kid Ravuna Amr Shmuel. Daha Lohabi Avun, Muksak, Lobahai Karka, Lohai Mos. It's not Muksak. Miu, Bnei Ma Rabba, according to Bnei Ma Rabba, Kabrin de Chashvina, Le Muksak, Bil Malbe, Vita Bechor Pishnaim. They hold that a Bechor, it is Muksak by a loan. So, Ika Le Maymar, that's only by Gabu Karka. Who the Ka'amri de Yeshlo? The dummy muksak, the dmei muksak tvei mimos, because it's more muksak than mos, the ha'ishtabli miha b'chayah, because at least there's a shibud there. Abal honey mos, lo ishtubli klal, there's no shibud by the mos at all. Okay? That's what we're good. That's what the, oh, maybe we'll finish. Uvagavu mos, modali the ain lo. Aye, what about how the shachu mitam, the kaman, the hilchasak rabana, in the case of the grandmother? Okay, the mafarish rab, mistaber tamayo, the name arava. Hasam vade bedin hu de lo yoris baal the habli rola gamre below stably labav lo lishto. There's no shibud at all. Hai nixi the zikne klal. Why? Shari lo loves him in a basim in a baal klum. The grandmother didn't borrow any money from the daughter or from her husband, from the granddaughter from the husband. There's no shibud. The ikad msapta bezavnas vinas vini. If she wants to go sell it, she can sell it. Aval nixi de love, but by the chasam of the love, kevan de mistabi lemilva. Since there's a shibud on the loan. The izabin lozvin the biyochal from the kukuchos. You can go and grab it from the kukuchos. It's not a complete sale. Harei hein kumuksak in biyado. Once you have the sheep, it's considered muksak. V'shakal v'hu bechor pishnayim abal gabei mos v'adai einlo. But that's only according to Bnei Ma'arava. According to Rabba and Rav Nachman themselves, they hold like the chachamim that a malveh by milveh the bechor does not get pishnayim because it's not considered muksak. Okay. So what's the case of the safta? Now we have the case. So my safta. Last line in Kluf Chaf Hey Amin Aleph. My Safta, what's the case of the grandmother? Dahu da Amar Luhu. A guy says, okay. You know what? Quick Shaila. Questions raised, all the posts will talk about it. Man dies, has a bechor, has money in the bank. Is the money in the bank considered Royu Muksak? Muksak. Why?
It's really his money.
It's really his money, therefore what? Yeah, but we said, because it's in his mattress, it's the same money. The difference is that how does a deposit work in a bank? It's really a loan to the bank. The bank takes that money and they use it for other things. They secure it, they buy stuff that they can lose money on anyway. But they take all the money, they use it, and they pay you back something else. So it's like a milveh. And we're just posking that a milveh is not considered muksak, it's considered roi. That's how a lot of the poskim say. Who says that? Should the Gilas Vradim? I don't know what the Gilas Vradim is. I don't know. He says that way. The Shevet Halevi, Ravosa says he makes a chiluk between Israeli banks
and non-Israeli banks. Because Israeli banks or Jewish banks. Jewish bank, in order to work, you have to have a heter iska. How does heter iska work? You say, chatzi bikadam, chatzi hava. So he says, the hava portion, that's roi. The bikadam portion, that can be muksak. But then he says, no, really, it's not really like a bikadam. Like if I give you a bikadam, you're holding the bikadam. Here, the bikadam is just on the books. They're still going to borrow that money and use it. So he thinks that maybe it shouldn't be, but chutz l'aretz for sure, roi, because it's a loan.
According to the Svara, any paper that you have with monetary value means nothing. If you have stocks,
So that's, I don't know how does that work for stocks? How does that work with stocks? You
stocks,
may say
bonds, whatever.
No, because stock is in itself has an inherent value.
No, it's a paper. It's representative.
But it's representative. It's like cash. It's like cash.
The question is,
you're not holding anything. Right, so that's what I thought.
You have a statement.
Yeah, but you're not getting back. The difference is, though, you're not getting back what you gave. It's the same thing as a loan.
More or less.
I'm not giving you back what I gave you. I gave you this cash, and when I come to the bank to take back, you're giving back different cash because you borrowed what I gave you.
But the same is true for anyone.
No, but a stock, I bought this stock, and you're paying me back this stock. I don't know. I had the same question.
I gave money for the stock. Now I give you back. You give me a different money.
So I don't know. So maybe I'm giving. The stock is worth. The stock is worth either the paper or the stock is worth the money.
Oh, but so it's a statement of the bank. It's worth. So now you put money there. You may even in the
end. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. So that's. But he says in America definitely. But the Chuvas von Hagel, I think it's Rav Sternbach. He says no. He says it depends on the type of bank account you have. If you have like a savings account or a checking account, you can go to the ATM, you can pull it out at any time. So it's yours, it's muksak. You can debt it at any time, that's considered a muksak. Let's say you have a CD that's locked up for a couple months. You don't have free access to it.
You pay a thing.
Okay, but that's not free access, you're paying a penalty. You're paying a penalty.
Yeah.
So let's say you have access to it. So that's the chiluk he makes. If you don't have free access to it, maybe a stock can be like that. You don't have free access. You have to sell it. Let's say you don't even have a stock certificate. Most stock certificates now are blips. You have to go through DTC. You go through these other.
Yeah, you can get one if you want.
Yeah, you can. But very few, at least with bonds, there are no physical certificates. Most bonds are now sold. There's a global certificate and everyone has a piece of it on the system. I don't know if they ask the Shilohs about that. But the Sternberg says that maybe a checking account, a savings account, if you can get the money freely, then that's considered muksa.
But that potential to get it freely was never mentioned by the Gemara. Right.
Yeah, but it's basically you have this visceral reaction that everyone else here is having. How would that mean? I can go get the money anytime I want. So he passes that way. Anyway, that's what the Shiloh for the to ask. I asked him about Rabag last night. He said, it's definitely muksa. He said for sure it's muksa. But I told him the chilek of Sternberg, he said it may be mistamer to say the difference. Okay. What's the case of the Safta? 10 minutes, okay. So again, my sapta. Dahu amalei, the guy says, nechasai l'sapta. My nechasim, he's on his deathbed, he gives a matlash chimera. My nechasim should go to my grandmother. Nechasim l'sapta, ubasra, but after her, liyarsai. But after her, it should go to my yarshim, not to her yarshim, right? Rashbam says, second Rashbam, akar mozik kinasi, lo yirshu yarshim shela. Her children should not get it. He going bina obita o avi o achel elo yoshim sheli. He going bini obisi o achi hakor korav kodem. According to me, and he has a daughter who's married, right? Habile barta da habi nesiva. He has a daughter. This guy has a daughter that's married. So really, after the death of the grandmother, it should go to his daughter. Okay, but what happens? This daughter predeceases the grandmother, right? Shchiva b'chayi bala. Right, dahu nesiva. Right, some second. Shchiva. She predeceases her husband, and she predeceases her great grandmother. It's her great grandmother. Now that Rashbam makes sense. This is her great grandmother. Okay, b'chayi sapta. So then basar de shchiva sapta. Then the grandmother dies. This great grandmother dies. So asa baal, the husband comes katova, and now he wants the yerusha. The yerusha should have gone to my wife. I'm her yorish. They must not have any children. Give me the and the stipulation was it should go to my father-in-law's yorishim. I'm the yorish. Give it me the money. So give me the money. Give me the yerusha. So us about the club. I'm a Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes and says liyarse the afil liyarse yarse. When the guy made the stipulation, he meant it should go to my yorishim and even to my yorishim's yorishim, which means the husband should get it. Because that's what he meant. That's the umdandas. Rav Anan Amar, no. Rav Anan says, no. It's liyarse, v'lo liyarse yarse. I only wanted to go to my yorshim. Not to my yorshim's yorshim. My son-in-law is not my yorish. My daughter's my yorish. If it doesn't go to her, then the stipulation is gone, and it continues with the grandmother's yorishim. Okay? So, shalchu misam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. They sent from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos akabase the Rav Anan, velo mitame. The halachas like Rav Anan, that the husband does not get the Yerusha, but not from his svara. Because his svara was that really what the man said originally was that it shouldn't go to the husband. Nothing to do with that, the name our rabbi said. How does it work? Hilchos akabase the Rav Anan, the Baal yo yoris. The halachas like Rav Anan, the Baal is not yorish. Velo mitame, and not according to his svara. The ilu Rav Anan savar, according to Rav Anan, he says that the Yorish should only be my Yorish, not my Yorish Yorshim. So they, let's say the daughter had a son. According to Rav Anan, that son would not be Yorish. Because Rav Anan says it should only go to my daughter, not to anybody else. But that's not the case. Below he. It's not the case. If she did have a son, and she predeceases her great-grandmother, then it would definitely go to the son, the name I'd rather say. Right, because he's Yorish, he's next in line, right? So what's the reason why the Baal is not Yorish? Ubal Hainu Taimi Lo Yorish. What's the reason why the Baal is not Yorish? This Mishum the Habile Roi, because this is only Roi. It's not Muksak, and the halacha is that a Baal is not Yorish Roi. It's only Yorish Muksak. That's the difference between the Yerusha of a Baal and the Yerusha of other Yorishim. And then you see over there, the Baal is a different type of Yerusha from all other Yorishim. He's not even related. Husband's not related. Has a Baal Yorish. He's not related. We spoke about that previously. Right? Mishum the Habile Roi. The Ein Baal Notel, the Roi, Kil Muksak. That's why he's not Yorish. Oh, okay, fine. So Miklal, if that's the case, does that mean that Rafuna, who said that the Baal is Yorish, is that Miklal, the Rafuna, Sabar, Baal Notel, the Roi, Kil Muksak? Can you be that Rav Huna holds that a Baal is Yorish and Roy? So the famous Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, we had all those from Yorib ben Menashe and from Pinchas, we had all those drushas that a Baal is not Yorish, the Roy. So how is Rav Huna coming to say this? So Amar Rav Elazar answers, Dabar Zeh Niptach Begdolim. Rav Huna started teaching us, he's the Gadol, V'nistayim Bektanim. But me, the little one, I'm going to answer it. Because Kol Ha'Omer Acharecha Ka'Omer Me Achshav Dami. If you say acharecha, which is what the guy says, right? He says, "Nechasei l'sapta ubatzra liyarsei and after that to my yarshim." What does that mean? It means kol amar acharecha omei achshav dami. It says if I gave it to the second person from now. Look at the Rashbam. Ka'omer mei achshav v'kevan the amar ubatzra liyarsei. Since I said afterwards it should go to my yarshim, the hainu lebas, that's my daughter. Hainu nami kamosha amit. As if he said, miyad ani nosein as guf akarka lebisi. It's as if I said, right now, the kinyan haguf belongs to my daughter. Just the money, the kinyan hamos, elosh is a kinyan tochal peiros. She gets the kinyan peiros now. But the guf of the corpus of the trust belongs to the daughter. Okay? Elosh is a kinyan tochal peiros b'chayev. V'achachach tikach biti o haba mikocha et nechassin. Only later, my daughter will also get the kinyan peiros. The chashil of Rav Huna, the gabi bas, ki matanas mehayom l'achar misa. As if I gave it to her from today. V'hilka chavilei zohabas muzekes b'chayeha behind the chasim. V'kiyaris baal, shafak kiyaris b'muksak. So according to Rav Huna, I agree that a baal is not yorish for Roy. This isn't Roy. This is muksak. Because when I say acharecha, it means I say to my grandmother afterwards to my daughter, it says if I'm giving it from today to my daughter, just the grandmother has a right into the peiros.
This is the right of a will. You can do whatever you want in a will.
But this was in Yerusha. I think it was a matana shchivmei. We're gonna get to that. Whether you're allowed to, there are sheets that say you're allowed to give your Yerusha differently than what the Torah says, but they kind of curse you out for doing that. They'll talk about that. But here, it works. But it could be that it was a gift. You can gift that one way of getting around that whole will issue is you give gifts to people. So that shaila is also, what about if you give gift? Can you give gifts to tzedakah? As opposed to giving it to your yorshim, Leona Helmsley, you give it to your dog. Can you do things like that? Okay, so that's how that works. So Amar Rabba, and then Rabba comes and says, "Mistabra time of the Bnei Marava." The time of the Bnei Marava makes more sense to me that this is considered ro'oi and not muksak. Why? The e kadim sapta v'zabna zvinizvini. If the grandmother during the time that she had the property would have gone ahead and sold the property, it would have been a good sale, and the daughter wouldn't have gotten anything. If the daughter has a kinyan in it, how can the grandmother sell it? It's vini is vini. So look at Rashbam again. It's roi, not muksuk. The lekala meimer ka omer me'achsav dam. You can't say it's as if it was hers from now. The grandmother got up, the machra la'achreirim, and sold it to other people. Zavina zvine. It would have been a good sale. Ukishatamus hazakena afili inti abas kayamis lotita klum. If the zakena was still alive, the daughter wouldn't have gotten anything. So he says, we'll stop here, he says that it's mistaber, like B'nai Ma'arava, that this is considered a case of Roi, and not considered a case of Muzak. Okay? Have a good day.